So these multiple electrode arrays have turned out, or look like they're going to be very, very useful. Basically, a thin slice of brain tissue, surprisingly enough, can be kept alive outside the brain for many, many hours if the conditions are right. And those thin slices of tissue can actually now be placed on an array of microelectrodes that can, in each of those electrodes in this array, can either be used to stimulate electrically, to activate activity in that little area of the slice, and all the other electrodes can then be used to record what happens when those small population of cells are recorded, or vice versa, so you can look at many different areas. And again, this is a type of approach that sort of brings together two really powerful techniques, and one is being able to record multiple populations of cells all at the same time, sort of get a bigger picture of what the brain is doing. But it also has the power of being in a dish, as we would call in vitro. So it's a thin piece of tissue sitting in the dish where it's very easy now to do things like pharmacological manipulations, to combine the electrical recording with optical studies of activity. So it adds another layer of complexity, but also another layer of power in terms of what one can do in looking at the behavior of cells in semi-intact circuits.